赐给我和我的家人，给对中国和中国人民的爱。
So I'm very happy to be with you today.
我今天很高兴在这里。
So today we'll be looking at Psalm 102.
今天我们要读啊诗篇一百零二篇。
And so, okay. So today we're going to talk about how to trust God in suffering.
我们今天要谈怎么在如何在苦难中信靠神。
But before I do that, let's see. Oh, I got to go back. I wanted to share. Last week I was in Boston for a mission trip.
我想分享一下，上个星期我在波士顿有一个传教的旅。
And I was able to share the gospel with international students in Boston.
我在那里跟国际学生分享福音。
There was also some Chinese international students that have become Christians.And we're able to disciple them.
那里也有一些啊，中国来的国际学生，他们成为基督徒。
And so it was a really good week of serving.
是一个很好的为神做工的星期。
One student, his name was Wang Lei.
有一个学生，他的名字叫王维。
He's a Fudan Dashui 博士毕业了。He's a PhD in from Fudan University.
啊，他是从复旦大学来的读博士的学生。
And he's doing his postdoc at West Virginia University.
他在西弗吉尼亚大学做博士后。
And 2 years ago, he had a major stroke.
两年以前他有一个
stroke,
是什么呀？脑梗，中风。
And with strokes, the doctor here will tell us there's a six-hour period.A golden period. You need to treat the stroke in 6 hours. If you can, it can help you recover.
医生通常说，你如果有了一个中风，要在那六个小时的黄金时间之内赶快治疗。
He did not get the stroke treated in 6 hours.
但是他没有。
And the whole right side of his body was, he could not use the whole right side of his body.
他整个右边半边的身体都不能用。
And at that time, he was an atheist. He's been an atheist his whole life.
他那个时候他还是一个无神论者，他在之前一直都是无神论者。
So he never even thought much about God his whole life.
他之前就没有从来没有想过上帝，没有想过神。
And then a pastor of a Chinese church came and shared the gospel with him.
然后呢，有一个华人教会的牧师就去跟他分享福音。
And Wang Lei said,I don't care about heaven. I don't care about hell.
王磊说，我不在乎天堂或者地狱。
I'm laying in this bed and I can't move.
我躺在这里，我连动都不能动。
He said, I want to die.
他说我就想死。
He says, if I'll believe, if God heals me, I'll believe.
他说如果上帝能够治好我，我就相信。
Well, a month later.
一个月以后。
He was completely healed.
然后他就完全好了。
And he's like 99% healed. There's no real evidence of the stroke.
他99%都治好了，几乎都没有那个中风的那个痕迹了。
So much so that the doctors are totally confused.
那很好的，那如此好，医生都有点奇怪。
They don't understand what happened.
医生不知道到底是发生了什么。
And then after being healed, Wang Lei believed in Jesus.
好，他好了以后，他就相信耶稣。
And became a Christian.
就成了基督徒。
And so I was able to work with him last week.
上个星期我能跟他一起做工。
So the question is, does God perform miracles?
问题就是上帝他会行神迹吗？
The answer is yes.
当然是，答案是的，他能。
And if you want to meet someone, you can talk with my friend Wang Lei. He'll tell you all about how God performs miracles.
如果你想遇见一个人的话，你可以跟我的朋友王磊说，他会告诉你上帝是怎么样在他身上行了神迹。
So it was a joy. It was really wonderful to work with him. And we went out on Boston University's campus and did evangelism.
跟他在一起做工很愉快。我们在波士顿大学。
传福音 yeah.
传福音
yeah, and we met a student from Japan and a student from Iran.
我们遇到了一些从日本和伊朗来的学生
and shared the gospel with them.
跟他们分享了福音
and both were atheists.
他们都是无神论者
but Wang, they were very interested in hearing about Wang Lei's testimony.
他们但是他们对王磊分享的见证非常感兴趣
and so I think seeds were planted in their hearts.
所以我觉得上帝神已经在他们心里种下了福音的种子。
There's actually a 30-minute documentary made on Wang Lei's life, and I can share it in the WeChat group, Weixin group.
王磊博士的经历有一个30分钟的纪录片。
It doesn't share about his spiritual journey, but it talks about the physical, what happened to him physically and medically.
还没有讲到他的属灵的经历，但是讲到了他的身体的所经历的那些。
So we praise God. God is a God of miracles.
我们赞美神，神是一个能够行神奇迹的神。
God is a God of who can heal. God is a God of who can heal.
神是能够治愈的神。
And so today I want to talk a little bit about trusting God in times of suffering.
今天要谈一下在苦难的时候如何信靠神。
And so I'll be looking at Psalm 102.
我们要读诗篇102篇。
So, do you know what this is? Do you know what this is?
你们知道这是什么吗？
So, you are from China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, 对不对？
你们可能是从中国大陆或者台湾、香港来的。
But here the local people, bandita, 当地的。They love the Buffalo Bills.
在布法罗本地的人民，他们非常爱他们的这个比尔球橄榄球队。
Yeah, so this town Buffalo loves football.
这个城市是的人民非常喜欢橄榄球。
They love the Buffalo Bills.
他们很特别爱这个比尔球队。
But the Bills have caused their fans a lot of suffering.
但是这个球队给他们的球迷带来了很多的痛苦。
And this picture represents the greatest suffering.
这个图片上面就讲了这个痛苦。
This came from the Super Bowl. Do you know what the Super Bowl is?
这是一张超级碗比赛的照片。
This happened 31 years ago.
31年以前发生。
I was in high school.
我那个时候还是一个高中生。
And it came to the end of the game.
是在那个超级碗比赛结束的时候。
And this player had to kick the ball.
这个球员要踢那个球。
And if he kicks the ball and makes the points, the Bills win.
他要是踢进去了就赢了。
But he missed.
但是他没有踢进去。
So it's the most painful moment.
是一个很令人痛苦的时刻。
And so the people of Buffalo know about suffering from their sports teams.
这个布法罗人民从他的喜欢的这个球队里面感受到了解到痛苦。
But I think as Christians, this might be funny. It's kind of funny. It's not really serious.
这个很可能很好笑，不是那么严重。但是作为基督徒
，But as Christians, I think in life we are confronted with times of suffering.
我们在生活里面会面对各种各样的苦难和困难。
And so the question is, how do we deal with times of suffering as Christians? What are we supposed to do?
问题是我们作为基督徒在面对苦难和困难的时候，我们该如何应对？
I think every worldview is trying to answer this question, right?
各种世界观都在回答这个问题。
I think the Christian worldview offers the best answers.
我认为基督徒的世界观有最好的答案。
And I think the Bible shows us some beautiful answers to us to help us handle moments of suffering.
圣经里面对这个问题有很美好的答案。
And I think the main point of this sermon will be faith in God's unchanging character. Can carry his children through the darkest days.
这个中心思想是信靠神永恒不变的特性，能带领他的 孩子度过最黑暗的日子。I think a few words are missing on this slide.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's okay. But yeah, faith in God's character can carry His children through the darkest days. So I think that's the main point of Psalm 102.
这个是诗篇一百零二篇的要点。
So as we come to Psalm 102, my goal for us is that my hope is that we can authentically trust God.In the midst of suffering.
在这个读这篇诗篇的时候，我希望我们能够学到，在苦难的时候，我们能够真正的信靠神。
So what's the context of Psalm 102? What's the context?
这个诗篇一百零二篇的上下文是什么呢？
So if we look, we don't really know the author. It's an unknown author.
这篇诗篇的作者不详。
It was written by Jewish people while they're in captivity in Babylon.
是被掳去巴比伦的犹太人写的。
It was sung by the Jewish community together. It was sung together as a community.
是整个犹太人社区一起来唱的诗篇。
And you can call this a psalm of lament, a psalm of lament.
你可以称它为一首哀歌。
Did you know there's 150 psalms, but 60% of the psalms are psalms of lament?
有150篇诗篇，但是60%都是哀歌。
So 60% of the Psalms are crying out to God, complaining to God about suffering.
60%的诗篇都是跟神呼求。
And so I think the Bible has a lot to say to show us how we can trust God.In the midst of our sufferings,
圣经里面有很多地方都告诉我们如何在痛苦的时候去信靠神。
And so, if you have your sheets, you can follow with me. We're going to learn 4 truths.
我们要学四个关于这个的真理。
About how we can trust God in suffering.
关于如何在信靠神的真理。
And the first one is, cry out to God.
第一点是要向神呼求。
Yeah, sometimes we don't know what to do, but when we come into a times of suffering, I think we need to just cry out to God.
我们有时候我们不知道怎么做，但是我们在苦难的时候，我们真的应该向神呼求。
What does it say here in verses 1 and 2?
在第一节怎么说？
Verse 1, hear my prayer, O Lord, let my cry come to you.Verse 2, do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. Answer me speedily in the day when I call.
耶和华，求你听我的祷告，容我的呼求达到你面前。我在极难的日子，求你向我侧耳，不要向我掩面。我呼求的日子，求你快快应允我。
Have you ever been around Korean Christians?
你遇到过韩国的基督徒吗？
You ever heard them pray?
你听过他们的祷告吗？
When I was in China, where there are many Korean missionaries there also.
我在中国的时候遇到了很多韩国的传教士。
And it's like when Koreans pray, everybody prays at the same time.
韩国人祷告的时候，他们都是很整齐的祷告。
Out loud.
很大的声音。
And they like it's like they cry. They're crying out to God.
好像他们在呼在哭。
Yeah, it's interesting.
很有趣。
Maybe Americans. I don't know what Americans are like when we pray.
我不知道美国人祷告什么。也许有些美国人也是那样。
But I really love being around my Korean brothers and sisters because you can tell they're crying out to God.
我很喜欢在听韩国的弟兄姐妹的祷告。你可以听到他们是在向神呼求。
You know, there's nothing like suffering because it humbles us.
有没有什么像能够像苦难那样让我们能够谦卑下来？
There's a great quote here. Suffering dispels the illusion that we have the strength and competence to rule our own lives and save ourselves.
苦难消除了我们有力量和能力掌控生活。并拯救自己的错觉。
There's something about suffering that humbles us.
有苦难能够让我们谦卑下来。
I think it's in the time of suffering, maybe we have our best prayers.
在苦难的时候，我们可能有最好的祷告。
They're the most beautiful.
最美好的祷告。
The least hypocritical.
最不虚伪的祷告。
Maybe the least prideful.
最不骄傲的祷告。
It's like we know we need God.
那时候我们真知道我们真的需要神。
When I was in China, I loved working with students at Suzhou University.
在中国的时候，我很喜欢跟我的学生们一起。
There was a student named Chen Chen who is a Christian and he came from a strong Christian family.
有一个叫陈晨的学生，他是他的家庭是一个很深厚的那个基督徒背景的家庭。
And he was always sharing the gospel in his dorm room.
他总是在他的寝室里面跟同学分享福音。
All his roommates knew that he was a Christian.
他所有的室友都知道他是基督徒。
And one day, one of his roommates came to him and said, Chen Chen, can you come and share the gospel with my mother? She's dying of cancer.
有一天，他有个同学就说：“陈晨，你能来我家传福音吗？因为他的妈妈生重病了，正在走向生命的尽头。”
So Chen Chen was a little scared to share the gospel with someone older than him, so he asked me to come.
陈晨有点，他有点害怕向年长的人传福音，所以他就要我跟他一起去。
So I asked another woman in our city who was a strong Christian, and all of us went.
我也叫了另一个姐妹，我们三个人一起去了。
And we went and shared the gospel with this woman.
我们去跟这位妈妈传福音。
And you could tell she had lung cancer, and her health was not good.
她得了肺癌，然后她的身体很不好。
So we started sharing the gospel with her about God's love.
我们就开始跟她传福音，跟她分享神的大爱。
God created the world.
神创造这个世界。
That we're sinful and separated from God.
我们是有罪的，然后我们就跟神分开。
That we need to place our faith in Jesus Christ.
我们要把我们的信仰放到基督耶稣上。
And she was open to our message, and she prayed to receive Christ.
她接受了我们的福音，然后她祷告，也成为了基督徒。
Later, she was baptized.
后来她受洗了。
And soon, within 6 months, she died.
六个月以内，她就去世了。
But this woman, the student's mother, knew she needed to cry out to God.
但是这个学生的妈妈，她知道她需要向神呼求。
And she did. She cried out to God to save her.
她向神呼求去拯救她。
She also cried out to God to heal her.
她也向神呼求去治疗她。
And in this situation, God did not heal her of her lung cancer.
在这件事，她没有被她的身体没有得医治。
But God saved her soul.
但是她的灵魂得救了。
And she is alive today with a new body, with God in heaven.
她今天复活了，有了新的身体，跟上帝一起在天堂。
And we will see her together someday.
有一天我们会在天堂见到她。
Her name is Zhang, Xing Zhang, Mrs. Zhang.
是她的，她我只记得她姓张，张太太。
Yeah. Martin Luther had something to say about this also.
马丁路德。
He says people become nothing through suffering, so they can be filled with God and His grace. It is God's nature to make something out of nothing.
马丁路德说：“苦难使人们变成什么也不是。”因此能被他神和他的恩典充满，神的本性是使无变有。
Suffering's terrible.
苦难很可怕。
But God can use it to draw us closer to Him.
但是神可以用这个苦难让我们更靠近他。
So my application questions are this: Is when was the last time you cried out to God?
所以应用问题是。你上次向神呼求是什么时候？
Do your prayers reflect deep dependency on God?
你的祷告反映对神的深切依靠吗？
It's something to think about. I know for me, sometimes I just depend on myself.
我知道有时候我自己就想依靠我自己。
And I forget, I need God.
我忘了我需要神。
I think that's why I love my Korean.Brothers and sisters.
那是为什么我很爱我的韩国弟兄姐妹。
When they cry out to God, it's like, oh yes, I need to cry out to God too.
他们呼求向神呼求的时候，使我意识到我也需要向神呼求。
So point number one.
第一点。
Cry out to God.
向神呼求。
Well, as we go on, we learn a second truth.
然后我们继续来看第二点。
The second truth is to candidly present your complaints to God.
坦诚地向神陈述你的抱怨。
This is hard for Christians. We sometimes we feel like, maybe I shouldn't complain to God.
这对基督徒来说很难。有时候我们说，也许我们不应该向神抱怨。
But again, 60% of the Psalms are songs of complaining to God.
但是再说一次，60%的诗篇都是在向神
Psalms of lament
抱怨。
And so, my message to you, if you're suffering or you've suffered, it's okay to complain.
如果你正在苦难中，或你曾经在苦难中，我想告诉你的是，你可以向神倾诉你的抱怨。
So.What does the Bible say?
圣经怎么说的呢?
Well, the first complaint is the psalmist says a complaint of impermanence.
第一条是对无常的抱怨。
What does it say here in verses 3?
在第三节说。
He says, For my days pass away like smoke, and my bones burn like a furnace.
第三节说我的年日如烟云消灭。
Yeah, verse 4. My heart is struck down like grass that is withered. I forget to eat my bread.
第四节说我的心被伤如草枯干甚至我忘记吃饭。
It's so true. In times of suffering, sometimes we can't eat.
这很真实。在我们有时候我们在深深的苦难中的时候我们吃不下东西。
Verse 11 says, My days are like an evening shadow. I wither away like grass.
第十一节说我的年日如日影偏斜我也如草枯干。
So the psalmist, kind of firstly, he's complaining about his impermanence. My life is being cut short. Verse 23 and 24, it says, He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened my days. Verse 24, Oh my God, I say, take me not away in the midst of my days. So you can see him complaining here about this.
23节，他使我的力量中道衰弱，使我的年日短少。我说，我的神啊，不要使我中年去世，你的年数世世无穷。
Yeah.The second area of complaining is the complaint of isolation.
第二点是对孤独的抱怨。
It's so true. Oftentimes when we suffer, we feel very alone.
我们很真实，我们在苦难的时候，我们常常觉得自己很孤独。
No one understands. No one cares.
没有人理解，没有人在乎。
It's like, God, where are you?
这是就像在说神啊，你到底在哪里？
Verse 6, I'm like the desert owl. Of the wilderness, an owl in the waste places. Verse 7, I lie awake, I'm like a lonely sparrow on a housetop.
第六节，我如同旷野的鹈鹕，我好像荒场的好鸟。
Yeah.
我警醒不睡，我像房顶上孤单的麻雀。
So there's just this complaint of isolation.
这是对孤单的抱怨。
Third one.A complaint against God's indignation or God's.
第三条是对神的愤怒的抱怨。
Yeah, this is kind of directed right at God. It's like, God, why have you allowed this to happen to me?
这是直接对神的抱怨。你为什么允许这个在我身上发生的神？
Verse 9, For I eat ashes like bread.And mingle my tears with drink because of your indignation and anger. You have taken me up and thrown me down.
第九节说我吃过炉灰如同吃饭我所喝的与眼泪掺杂这都因你的愤怒、恼恨和愤怒你把我拾起来又把我摔下去。
So the psalmist is complaining.
所以这个诗篇的作者他在抱怨。
So the question is, as Christians, can we use this psalm as an example of complaining, to help us through times of suffering. Can we use this? Can we use this as Christians?
作为基督徒，我们能够用这篇诗篇作为一个例子来，帮助我们那个祷告和敬拜吗？
And my answer is yes.
答案是当然，是的。
I have two reasons why. Number one, it helps us work through our difficulties.
就有两个原因，就是第一个是能够帮助我们走过这个困难。
If you notice, there's a progression in the psalm. There's like space between verse 3 and verse 12. When you get to verse 12, the psalm changes, but from verse 3 to verse 12, the psalmist is complaining.
知道这里有个过程，从第三节到十二节，第十二节的时候突然改变了，但是你要注意到，在第三节的时候是在抱怨。
And so the Bible gives like these 8 verses here.
有八节经文。
For complaining.
在抱怨。
So if you have pain and difficulty in your life, there's room for you to complain.
你如果有经历的痛苦和苦难的话，这里是有抱怨的空间的。
It's okay.
没问题，没关系。
Sometimes I feel like we go through pain and just stuff it away. We don't acknowledge it. We don't work through it. I think it's okay. We have to acknowledge the pain and talk to God about it.
有时候我们在痛苦中的时候，我们就想把它压下去，我们不承认。但是承认你的痛苦是没问题的。
So number one, it helps us work through our pain. Number two, it helps us to empathize with others who are going through pain.
它也能够帮助我们对正在经历苦难的人产生共情。
Yeah, some of you here might say, I don't have much pain in my life.
也许这里有人会说我的生活里面没有什么苦难，没有痛苦。
I would say, praise God, I'm happy for you.
那么感谢神，我为你感到高兴。
But it's highly likely you know someone who has pain.
但是很可能的是你可能认识有人他在痛苦中。
And this psalm can help you empathize with them, helps you pray for them. It'll help you love them.
这篇诗篇能够帮助你对他们共情，为他们祷告，来帮助你们爱他们。
10 years ago, 2014, there was a church in Wenzhou, China. Sanjiang Church in Wenzhou.
十年以前，在2014年的时候，在浙江温州有一个很大的教堂，叫三江教堂。
You know anything about Wenzhou? There's so many Christians in Wenzhou.
你知道吗？在温州有很多很多的基督徒。
It's like 15% Christians. There's so many Christians there.
15% 的人是基督徒。
And they had spent 12 years and 30 million renminbi to build this church.
他们花了十二年的时间，花费了3000万人民币来建这座教堂。
Well, the Chinese government sometimes doesn't like when churches get too big.
但是政府不喜欢教堂太大了。
And it's 很复杂，对不对？
很复杂，这个背后很复杂。
And so the Chinese government came in to destroy the church.
然后政府就把这个教堂给拆毁了。
And so as an American, I don't.Understand this. I've never experienced this in my life.
作为美国人，我生命中没有见过我的教堂被拆毁，所以我不能理解。
If the American government came in and destroyed my church, I don't know what I would do.
如果在美国政府来拆教堂的话，我不知道我会怎么做。
But Psalm 102 can help me here empathize with my brothers and sisters in Christ.In Wenzhou.
但是这个是这篇诗篇102篇能够帮我对在那个温州的弟兄姐妹产生共情。
And so, yeah, application. Do your prayers include times of pouring out your complaints before God?
你的应用问题是你的祷告是否包括向上帝倾诉抱怨的时刻呢？
Or do your prayers include times of praying on behalf of others who suffer?
或者是你的祷告是否包括为其他遭受苦难者祈祷的时刻呢？
Sometimes as Christians, when we hear our brothers and sisters in Christ complain, we're like, "Oh, don't complain, don't complain."
有时候我们听见别的弟兄姐妹抱怨的时候，我们就会说不要抱怨，不要抱怨。
But sometimes maybe we need to just give them some space to complain.
有时候我们也许就需要给他们一点空间去抱怨。
Sometimes we do need to say stop complaining.
有时候我们也的确需要说不要抱怨。
But sometimes we need to say it's okay.
但是我有时候我们可以说、
okay.
可以没问没关系，你可以抱怨。
So, but God is loving and gracious.
但是神是爱我们的，他充满了恩典。
And we can complain when difficulties come. And actually, I think we need to.
我们可以向我们倾诉我们的抱怨，而且我们需要，有时候我们很需要。
Well, as we continue to verse 12, we see the psalm change and we learn a third truth.
在继续读这个诗篇的时候，到十二节，我们学到第三点。
We need to go from complaining to counting on the character of God, or we need to go from complaining to trusting in God.
我们要从抱怨转换到信靠神，信靠神的特性。
If we really want to trust God in the midst of suffering, we need to count on, trust in His character.
如果我们真的要信靠神，我们要信靠神的特性。
And that's what we see going on here. We learn things about God. The psalmist lays out who God is. Number one, God is the sovereign king, and all nations will worship Him.
第一条是神是至高无上的君王。
Verse 12. But you, O Lord, are enthroned forever. You will be remembered throughout all generations.
第十二节说，唯你耶和华必存到永远，你可纪念的名也存到万代。
Verse 15. Nations will fear the name of the Lord, and the kings of the earth will fear your glory.
十五节说，列国要敬畏耶和华的名，世上诸王都敬畏你的荣耀。
Yes, God is the sovereign king. He's the sovereign king.
神是至高无上的君王。
And all the nations will worship him.
万国都要敬拜他。
Second thing we learn is God is the creator.
第二点我们学到的是神是创造者。
Verse 25.
第二十五节。
Of old, you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
你起初立了地的根基，天也是你手所造的。
Friends, our God is a powerful God.
朋友们，我们的神是一个强大的神。
And we specifically see this in His creation.
我们在他的创造中尤其能够看到这一点。
The third thing that we learn about God.Is that He's eternal and does not change.
第三点是，神是永恒不变的。
Yeah, verse 26. They will perish, but you remain. You will change them like a robe. They will pass away, but you are the same, and your years have no end.
第二十六节说，天地都要灭没，你却要长存；天地都要如外衣渐渐旧了，你要将天地如里衣更换，天地就改变了。
Yes, our God is eternal.
我们的神是永恒的。
And does not change.
他不会改变。
It's very different from us.
他跟我们很不一样。
We are not eternal.
我们不是永恒的。
I'm 47 years old.
牧师说他现在47岁了。
This year I had to get glasses.
他说他今年要戴那个老花眼镜了。
I can't see without glasses now.
我看不戴眼镜看不清。
My back's a little sore, you know.
背有经常有点疼。
I like to go running, but my body hurts in the morning.
我很喜欢跑步，但是早上会有时候会很疼。
I am not eternal.
我不是永恒的。
Right?
是吧？
But God is eternal.
但是神是永恒的。
And the last thing we learn, number four.God is faithful to His people.
第四点是神是对他的子民是信实的。
What does it say here, verse 13? But you will rise and have pity on Zion. It's time to favor her. The appointed time has come. Verse 17, He regards the prayer of the destitute and does not despise their prayer. Verse 28, The children of your servants shall dwell secure. Their offspring shall be established before you.
第十三节说你必起来连续西安，因现在是可怜他的时候，日期已经到了。第十七节，他垂听穷人的祷告，并不藐视他们的祈求。二十八节，你仆人的子孙要长存，他们的后裔要坚立在你面前。
You know, this is written for Israel.
这是给以色列人写的。
So the question is, does this apply to us?
问题是他也能够应用到我们身上吗？
I say yes.
我觉得是。
You know, in the Bible, in the New Testament, calls us, we are the new Israel.
在新约里面说我们是新的以色列人。
We're the people of God.
我们是神的子民。
Through faith in Christ, now we are the people of God.
通过我们的信心，信靠基督耶稣的信心，我们已经成为神的子民。
And as God was faithful to Israel, now he will be faithful to us.
就像神对以色列人信实一样，现在神也对我们信实。
So, I went to seminary in Kentucky.
我去了，我在肯塔基州上的神学院。
And in Kentucky, they have a famous museum.
那里有一个很有名的博物馆。
Does anyone know what kind of car this is?
你们知道这是什么样的车吗？
Any car fans? This is a famous American car.
这是很有名的美国车。
Corvette.
Huh?
Corvette.
Okay, 科尔维特汽车。
Chevrolet Corvette.
雪佛莱的那个科尔维特。
And so there's a museum in Kentucky just for this car, the Corvette.
在肯塔基州有一个博物馆是专门给这些汽车。
And this car, I think, is from 1962.
1962年的车，这是。
Beautiful, right? Beautiful.
是不是很美？
This is another Corvette. Maybe, I don't know, 1980s.
另一辆这个可能是1980年的。
Well, yeah, was it 10 years ago?
这是十年以前吗？
Something crazy happened. A very strange thing happened at this Corvette Museum.
十年以前，一个很奇怪的、很可怕的事情在这个博物馆发生了。
Did anyone hear about this?
你们听过吗？
I'll show you the picture.
给你一个看个照片。
A sinkhole.
地上有一个地坑。
They built the museum on top of a sinkhole.
他们在这个博物馆，博物馆是建在一个地坑上面的。
And the sinkhole opened up, and the cars fell into the hole.
然后那个地坑就打开了，那汽车就掉进去了。
And it destroyed the Corvettes.
这个博物馆也被这些汽车都被吞进去了，然后博物馆也损坏了。
It was a disaster.
是一个灾难。
But what's my point?
但是我要说的是
，Foundations are important.
基础地基很重要。
You know, this museum.Built on a bad foundation.
这个博物馆是在很不好的地基上建造的。
And it ended up destroying these cars.
最后就把这些汽车也毁掉了。
Well, friends, we need to build our lives on a good foundation.
朋友们，我们要把我们的生活建立在好的根基上。
Build our lives on God.
我们要把我们的生活建立在神上。
He's our strong foundation.
他是我们强大的基。
Yeah, Psalm 18:2, what does it say? The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
诗篇十八篇第二节，耶和华是我的岩石，我的山寨，我的救主，我的神，我的磐石，我所投靠的，他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的脚，是我的高台。
Friends, may we build our lives upon God. He's our rock and our foundation.
朋友，我们要把我们的生活建立在神上吗？他是我们的磐石，是我们。
When the difficulties come.
当困难来的时候。
When the earthquakes come.
当地震来的时候。
Our lives will be secure.
我们的生活就会有依靠。
Oh, so my question here is, what do you turn to?For comfort in times of suffering.
因为问题是在苦难时，你会寻求什么以获得安慰？
Sometimes I like, you can turn to a lot of things. You can turn to alcohol. You can turn to many bad things. Food.
你可以寻求很多东西，很多坏的东西，比方说酒精呀，或者是吃东西啊。
More and more Americans are gambling. They turn to gambling to make themselves feel better.
很多美国人去赌博，让他们自己好一点。
Those things will only destroy your lives more.
这些事情只会更多的毁坏你的生活。
But we need to turn to God for comfort in times of suffering.
我们应该在苦难的时候寻求神以获得安慰。
And then another question is, how can you turn to God and trust Him this week with your suffering?
另一个问题是，这周你如何转向神，并信靠他来面对苦难？
So again, maybe you're not suffering right now, but maybe you have a friend. And how can you be caring for them and praying for them in the midst of their suffering?
也许你没有苦难，但是你的朋友有苦难，那你如何能够帮助他们面对他的苦难呢？
Well, as we continue with the psalm, we learn a fourth truth.About how we can trust God.
那我们继续读的时候，我们学到第四点，关于第四个真理。
And the fourth truth is that we need to cling to the cross of Christ.
第四点是要紧紧依靠基督的十字架。
This psalm is very interesting. Verses 25 through 28 are quoted in the New Testament.They're quoted in the first chapter of Hebrews.
很有意思的是，这个诗篇的25-28节在希伯来书第一章被引用了。
And the author of Hebrews says is stating that this verses 25-28, he attributes them to Jesus. He says this is about Jesus.
希伯来书的那个作者把这个归于耶稣。
It's talking about Jesus and His role in creation.
他在讲那个基督耶稣的在创造里的角色。
But also, I think the writer in Hebrews is attributing Psalm 102 to Jesus and also the sufferings of Jesus.
这个希伯来书把那个诗篇102篇的那个归于耶稣，然后在讲他的所受的苦难。
Yeah.And so I think there's a very interesting relationship between Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, and Psalm 102 going on.
希伯来书和这个诗篇102篇有一个很特别的关系。
And I think the point is that, friends, Jesus can relate to us in our pain because he experienced pain.
我要说的是啊，基督耶稣他能够理解我们的痛苦，因为他自己也经历痛苦。
You know, Jesus died in pain.
基督耶稣是在痛苦中死去的。
Ultimately, so he could take away our pain.
但是最后他能够带走我们的痛苦。
You know, he was broken.
他被破碎了。
So that we could be made whole.
所以我们能够得以完全。
What does it say here in Hebrews 5:7-9? In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears.To him who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence of those he was the son. He learned obedience through what he had suffered, and being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
So, 希伯来书第五章7-9节，基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，祈求他那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。他虽然为儿子。还是因所受的苦难学了顺从，他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
Friends, we have a Savior who is near to us.
朋友们，我们有一个救主，他离我们很近。
He cares for us.
他关心我们。
And he understands what we're going through.
他理解我们所经历的。
Again, in Hebrews, it says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who, in every way, has been tempted as we are, yet without sin."
希伯来书第四章的十五节，因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样。只是他没有犯罪。
So, application question: Are you willing to allow Jesus to enter into your pain this week? Allow Jesus to come in and help you in your time of suffering.
应用问题是这周你如何让耶稣进入你的痛苦之中呢？
I don't want you to be like this, pushing him away.
我不想让你们把他推走。
But allow him to come in and help you in your pain, because he cares for you, he understands for you what you're going through, and he loves you.
你要允许神进入你，让他，因为他理解你的痛苦，他知道你所经历的。
Yeah, so faith in God's unchanging character can carry His children through the darkest days.
所以中心思想是信靠神永恒不变的特性，能带领他的孩子度过最黑暗的日子。
This is English. There's a great hymn called "My Hope Is Built on Nothing Less." You know, it says in English here, "On Christ the solid rock I stand." All other ground is sinking sand.
这是一首赞美诗，它的题目是我盼望建立在何处。
Yeah. So may we stand on Christ.
让我们站在基督耶稣上身上。
Charles Spurgeon said it this way: "We have a great need for Christ." We have a great Christ for our need.
查尔斯·斯普珍说：“我极其需要基督，我有一个伟大的基督来满足我一切所需。”
Yeah. So my message for you today is to trust in Christ in the midst of your challenges.
所以我今天要传递的信息是在你们面对挑战的时候，信靠神。
And He will come help you and sustain you.
他会来帮助你，支持你。
Yeah, let me pray.
让我来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this passage. Thank you for the truths in this passage. And I pray that you would help us to trust you in the midst of difficulty. Help us to stand on Christ. Help us to build our lives on the good foundation.Of God and on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you for saving us. Father, we praise you that you're eternal, but we are not. And I pray that we would be a people that cry out to you and depend on you. And Lord, if our lives are going well, we just give you thanks for that. But if there's people that are suffering around us, help us to empathize with them.Pray for them and love them in the midst of their suffering. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.